Fire in Gaza. A similar event last week descended into farce. It's understood there'll be a government statement tomorrow. 80 MPs are now calling for a motion of no confidence in Speaker Sir Lindsay Hoyle. Tory MP Lee Anderson is refusing to apologise for his remarks about the London mayor, saying, "If you're right, you should never apologise." He claimed Islamists had got control of Sadiq Khan. The Prime Minister said his comments were unacceptable and wrong, but rejected claims his party has Islamophobic tendencies. But Sadiq Khan claims language from some Conservative MPs has instigated anti-Muslim hate.
Senior Conservatives saying things that are clearly racist, anti-Muslim and Islamophobic. That's leading to an environment where anti-Muslim crime is spiralling. And what they're doing is pouring petrol on the flames of Islamophobia.
A transgender woman who killed a cat before murdering a stranger has been jailed for life. Scarlett Blake killed 30-year-old Jorge Careno in Oxford in July 2021. Three Just Stop Oil protesters have been found guilty of aggravated trespass after disrupting a Wimbledon tennis match last year by throwing confetti and puzzle pieces. Deborah Wilde, Simon Milner-Edwards and William Ward, all in their 60s, were given conditional discharges. Everton's 10-point deduction for breaking Premier League financial rules has been reduced to 6 following their appeal hearing. However, they do face a second charge. Sky Sports News reporter Carvey Solicull explains how that could impact them.
If they get the same penalty for this second charge, then they're going to get another 6-point penalty. So at the moment, they're up to 15th in the table, but if they get 6-point penalty for the second charge, then they would be back down.
And the nation's favourite supermarket is not one of the budget chains. Marks & Spencer's has topped which poll shoppers who likes its customer service and quality of food. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's Monday, 6 PM. Under the Radar on Phoenix FM. Welcome to another edition of Under the Radar with me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix FM, playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. And tonight we have Album of the Week from Whitelands. It's their debut album. And lots of album tracks this week. Red Rum Club, MGMT, Baby in Vain, Pre-Goblin, which is going to be first up. Also, the return of the Mysterines. A bit more from Matt Maltese, forthcoming up in Bodega. But as I said, we're going to start with Pre-Goblin. Now, this album came out on Friday. It's a self-titled debut. And this song originally was done by Fat White Family, but it's been completely reworked. It's really a completely different version. It's called These Hands, and this is starring Pete Doherty.
crisp packets on the ground. 'Cause now they're crying out a stinger's name. And they cry 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 and they don't know why.
Garden and Pop Star. That's from their debut album One More Thing, which came out on last week, and they're about to set off on a UK tour. Next we've got Real Estate, American band, and making their sixth album, released on Friday, still on Domino Records. It's called Daniel, and this track is from it called Flowers. That's Nudista, second play of that one. That's their new one called Waiting Line. Now we've got a new name to the show. I've only got five this week, and this is already the second one. This is Rui Gabriel from Indiana. Just signed to Car Park Records, so we're going to hear a lot more from him this year. This is called Target.
I gravitate. I'm in a panic. You're rethinking our dynamic. No room to vent. No time to make amends. At least you're hot-headed. At least you're giving me some credit. Humans by talking, not by yelling at a target. Hey, say what you wanna say. We still argue humans by talking, instead of making me a target. Talking instead of me.
Be in Vain from Copenhagen, and that track is called Sea Glass, and it's from their third album, which came out on Friday, called Afterlife. And talking of albums, album of the week this week comes from Whitelands, and the Londoners' debut album, Nightbound Eyes Are Blind to the Day, is finally with us. They're currently out on the road supporting Slow Dive. They've been going down really well, from what I understand, and tonight they are in Cardiff. Going to play two tracks from the album tonight. This first one is called Setting Sun.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Better Joy, their new one, and their second single, and that one was called Dead Plants. Now we've got two in a row brand new albums that came out on Friday. First up, we've got Red Rum Club, and this one is from Western Approaches, their fourth album already, and this one is called Undertaker.
To capture the burning ground as it starts to fray. into summer. Undertaker, doesn't that confuse things? Shouldn't I run? Isn't that the white man? None of this seems like fun, but maybe that's the point, man. For years I've strung you along, afraid of the bubblegum doll that's finally catching up with me. It's a false alarm, but the pain of the bubblegum dog is finally catching up with me. Who would believe I saw tenement halls built upon the fault line? Juvenile Kesselbergs living in the coal mine. Manicured lawns to bed with straw men. Igneous basketballs drifting through the heavens. I felt hate toward the earthly world, but hate is a very strong word, and it's finally catching up with me. The years of plodding on in fear of the bubblegum dog is finally catching up.
Is MGMT, and their first album for 6 years is their first on an indie label. They've had a long, long career on Columbia Records, but say Loss of Life is their first on an indie, and that is from it called Bubblegum Dog. And now we've got Bryony Williams. Now, Bryony was one of the very first guests I had on the studio way back in the lockdown days, and it was when we used to do them on the phone live. And she's been very quiet, and the reason is she's recorded a debut album, which is coming out later this year. And the first single from it is out this week, and this is a very exclusive first play of it. And this, I love this. This is called Trip Me Up.
We'll be right back.
as promised, another track from the brilliant Silent Forum album, which came out last week, Domestic Majestic. Check that out. That is a single from it called Cat Pose. Now, this next track is from Ellis from Ontario. And even though it only came out on Thursday, this is the second time I'm playing it, because I did a cover show on Thursday on the day it came out, so I could give it a quick early play. And this is from an album which is coming out in April. Ellis, What I Know Now.
Don't even know, maybe it's time I let go, but I just want you to town, joke around, and then you'd send all the right signals in all the right places. We lost those people.
You're listening to Under the Radar on Phoenix FM, playing the week's new independent alternative releases from across the globe. That one was coming out of the Midlands and Overpass, and that was All Right from their EP From the Night, which came out on Friday. Now we've got the return of Bored at My Grandma's House, aka Amber Strawbridge, and Amber has announced a debut album for June the 7th called Show and Tell, and this is the title track from it.